So I want to read a poem by William Stafford. And just before I do, I just want to mention the way in which we assign ourselves roles and identities, and how really these roles and identities are very fluid. The poet Naomi Shihab Nye, she gave a wonderful podcast in which she said that she often instructs her poetry students with a reminder, and she writes it on the board at the back of the classroom, and the words she writes are, "You are living in a poem, just remember. You are living in a poem." So, to be neither the poet or the reader of the poet, but to be the poem itself. It's wonderful to think of that. So, William Stafford was not just a poet, but he was also an activist. And if you think about it, when we explore in any field of endeavor, whether it's an artistic field or a creative field or it's work-related, some faculty is being sharpened. Some ability is being sharpened. A musician is attuned to sounds. And a friend of mine, she spoke about hanging out with musicians. And they would be so tuned into the sounds in their environment that they would sort of joke with each other, "That sounds like a middle C to me." You know, someone clanging a door or shutting a garbage lid. Well, it's more like a D, I would say. But so we are sharpening our perception according to what we do and how we spend our days. And it's so interesting to think about that. You know, if you take a drawing class, all of a sudden you become more aware of shape and shadow and perspective and line and color and texture. If you take a dance class, you notice how children skip and hop and jump. So there's a way in which mindfulness actually is an opening to all our sense perception. Really, as I was saying in the interview group, delighting in the gift of perception. Awakening this wonder and deep enjoyment, and to live in the poem of our lives, of seeing and noticing and appreciating. So this is what William Stafford wrote. And apparently, he wrote this just about a month before he died. So for him, you know, using language, using words, using imagery became his medium for understanding his life. And we're so gifted with all the remarkable poets through history who have gifted us with their way of seeing. So through their language, they invite us to get a glimmer of their perception. But this one is interesting. He's speaking to us. It's called The Way It Is. There's a thread you follow. It goes among things that change, but it doesn't change. People wonder about what you are pursuing. You have to explain about the thread, but it is far hard for others to see. While you hold it, you can't get lost. Tragedies happen. People get hurt or die, and you suffer and get old. Nothing you can do can stop time's unfolding. You don't ever let go of the thread. There's a thread you follow. It goes among things that change, but it doesn't change. People wonder about what you are pursuing. You have to explain about the thread, but it is hard for others to see. While you hold it, you can't get lost. Tragedies happen. People get hurt or die, and you suffer and get old. Nothing you do can stop time's unfolding. You don't ever let go of the thread. So let us sit together and enjoy this being in a poem together. Enjoying this subtle symphony as we settle down. Breathing into the body. Bestowing upon ourselves and our experience this medicine, this healing balm of awareness. Nurturing trust and confidence in our own ability to befriend ourselves. Establishing our posture and lightly scanning through the body to notice if there is some habitual place of tension or holding. Letting the shoulders drop away from the ears. Letting the toes and fingers relax and unclench. softening the belly. Bestowing this kindness of interest and warmth. May I accept myself just as I am, with all my aches and pains, all the ways I grumble and resist. All that feels unfinished and incomplete. May I be a friend to myself. gently, patiently, bringing attention to whatever is unfolding in the present moment. The sound calls the attention, and then a sensation. A thought appears in the mind and triggers another thought or a mood seems to be present. So we just relax and notice these appearances. Returning to the breath or the body. If we feel the need of an anchor, This quote is from Joseph Goldstein. With faith in the process of deepening insight, every aspect of our lives becomes our practice. There is no fragmentation or separation of practice and life. So may our practice be of benefit to all beings.